The people in the community health partnership come from sectors that are sometimes at odds with each other. Public health care and mental health providers, elected government officials, people from private operators like Champaign County's Carl and Christie Clinics. But all members agree on one thing. The community has health needs that only cooperation and volunteerism can supply. As a retiree with time to donate, Joe Meckley is ready to help where he's needed.
I got involved in the Community Health Partnership and discovered the extreme need in Champaign County for dental care. And so I attended organizational meetings of the Dental Access Working Group and have been involved ever since.
Meckley says his purpose on the Dental Access Working Group is mainly to ask pointed questions. It's up to organizers like Children's Dental Access Program Coordinator Lisa Bell to provide some answers. And she has, overseeing an effort that's examined hundreds of children whose parents can't afford basic dental services like cleaning. Bell and one of her dental hygienist volunteers, Jody Berkland, both want to make sure that education is a significant part of the mix that the working group can use to address unmet dental health needs. Berkland sees a day when the Children's Dental Health Program sees enough Champaign County children to clear up all of the acute cases and can then concentrate more on education.
I mean, there's always children who are going to be out there, and there's going to be small cases and stuff, but just right now we're just so overwhelmed because every case we see almost is a full-blown case of either decay or something.
The Dental Access Working Group is also hearing about previous efforts that have hit snags. One is the Integrated Services Network. It's an agreement between the major Champaign County hospitals and clinics and the Francis Nelson Health Center, which is Champaign-Urbana's public health clinic. When Francis Nelson sees a patient whose health problem requires a specialist, the center can refer them to a hospital or major clinic, and the doctor will accept the same sliding fee scale charged at Francis Nelson. But Health Center Director Andrea Goldberg says it's lately gotten tougher to make referrals to oral surgeons, particularly for common problems like tooth extractions.
The whole program has had some stumbling areas because patients have incurred debt with some of the organizations, and so the organizations are looking at that more closely and may not be willing to accept our patients with that discount because they, in fact, are being owed money.
For years, hospitals and private clinics have made charity care part of their budgets. Three oral surgeons at Carl Clinic continue to accept patients referred by Francis Nelson, who may be able to pay only a fraction of the real cost of treatment. But Dr. Michael Goldwasser says his office provides up to 10% of its workload to charity care, and there is a limit to how many patients he can work into his schedule immediately.
The overhead to run a practice runs between 50% and 60%. The reimbursement from Medicaid for surgical care is between 20% and 40%. Well, the math obviously won't compute. You're basically, that's all charity. You get virtually no reimbursement. It doesn't even cover your ability to turn the lights on in your office. The indigent care, patients who do not qualify for Medicaid in our county, have to work out with the business office whatever sliding scale is appropriate, and they discount care to those patients on a case-by-case basis.
Goldwasser says beyond the small payments that uninsured patients from Francis Nelson can make, his office has to donate professional and nursing services, equipment, overhead, and the like. But the health center and Carl both say they're concerned about patients who miss appointments or renege on payment plans and thus can't get in. For them, Goldberg says there's little left to do.
They get treated with antibiotics, the problem goes away temporarily, the pain goes away, and the infection may clear up on a temporary basis, but it will likely reoccur or recur, and then it will become a cycle, and eventually I'm not really sure what happens. I guess the tooth just disintegrates and causes all kinds of other problems.
About 90% of Francis Nelson patients have some kind of unanswered dental problem when they come in for any other medical treatment. Goldberg says that's one vexing question that the volunteers of the Dental Access Working Group will have trouble answering in the short term. For Smile Healthy, I'm Tom Rogers.